As always, we look forward to catching up with Simon. And Simon, over our chats, have you seen how the weather has changed? We're now in autumn. The light jackets are coming out. It's getting dark earlier and it's getting light later as we go along.
Well, absolutely. I had a thinnish dress planned for this evening's opening performance of Breathbirds, and I think I will have to wear a stole to cover the shoulders
Yes,
and
to
chill.
cover the shoulders there. It is quite chilly. Simon, we are looking forward to hearing about what's on at the theatre this week, so please run us through.
Yes, Janice, thank you very much. And always great to be on Jet Setting with Janice and speaking about all things arts and particularly what's happening at Artscape. Defending the Caveman is still going strong, runs up until this weekend, the 29th. And it's the comedy sensation Craig Jackson that takes to the stage in his side-splitting, insightful exploration of the age-old battle of the sexes. I haven't gone to see it yet, Janet. I'm hoping to catch up on it either Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday evening. But the feedback that, not the feedback that we had, but I've seen patrons coming out of the arena, coming back into the theatre, and they're still giggling and laughing. So it has to be extremely funny if their mascara has still been spilled because of rolling on the floor with laughter.
Oh, what a wonderful way to leave the theatre on a high and feeling absolutely positive. That is a great tonic for the weather and the times that we find ourselves in. So definitely a must see. What else is rolling into our shores,
Yes, it
Simone?
seems that a lot of Artscape patrons are real true Ballotomanes because we've just concluded, well, not just, but a week ago we concluded with Giselle. And then this past weekend we concluded the summer season of Cape Town City Ballets, which was Giselle and then the Mozart's Requiem and Raimundo. But tonight, which I'm very excited for, and this is why I will have to wear this little stole, is Cape a Ballet Africa's very first debut performance at Artscape. This is the new company that's been started by Debbie Turner, who's been in the dancing world for ever and ever and ages. If those who may not have heard of her, she was also a judge on South African version of Strictly Come Dancing about 10 years ago.
Phenomenal. So
So
coming
Cape
with
Ballet
new
Africa,
sources
yeah,
there.
it absolutely. So the production is Breathwords, and it's a triple bill, including Kirsten Isenberg's Reverie. And the one that I'm specifically looking forward to is Nacho Duarte, all the way from Spain, with his Romanzo piece.
Wow, that's a lot to look forward to for Balletto mains and for contemporary
Absolutely.
dance enthusiasts too, because lots of innovation happening in that space.
Yes, and Nacho is the choreographer that actually works with major ballet companies such as the St. Petersburg Ballet of Russia. So it's not just
Oh.
some choreographer that they just, got here. It is one of the world's foremost ballet choreographers at the moment. He also works with the American Ballet as well as obviously the National Ballet of Spain as well. So it's really going to be an amazing performance. Only three performances. And you know what is wonderful is that the opening performance, sorry that I'm going on about it, but it's really
No, we
exciting that
love
it's
that you're
there.
enthused about it because
Yeah.
it's phenomenal.
Tonight, the 25th, was the only performance that was going to be with the full Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. The other two evenings, the tomorrow and the 27th, was going to be with recorded music. But because of the magnanimity of this performance opening up a debut, Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra has agreed to do all three performances. Isn't that
Wow.
amazing?
That is phenomenal. What a treat for patrons.
Absolutely. And then we, Janet, we continue in the medium of dance or in the genre of dance with hip hop encounters.
Oh, love it. Love the diversity.
Yeah. Also, why I'm excited about this one is that Hip hop is it's a major dance genre across the world. We've got top professionals that comes to South Africa. But this is showcasing our local talent of Atlantis.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And it has a series of workshops and master classes that's going to be in the lead up to Hip Hop Encounters. And one of the DJs that's performing is DJ Ready D.
Oh, I love
So,
DDD. He's so cool.
absolutely. I'm just becoming excited with all these amazing productions happening at Artscape. As I say, please forgive me, but it's just great that we can, it's great that a theater like Artscape and even the other theaters can present all of these amazing productions. And Janet, I'd just like to backtrack here on the Fleur de Cup Awards that was held on Sunday evening at the DHL Stadium in the VIP suite.
Well, it looked just phenomenal.
Because the production My Fair Lady scooped five awards.
Oh, how phenomenal! How phenomenal. I must say, that was a production that left us leaving the theater absolutely elated, on a high of a different kind.
Including the best production for 2024. And I just really want to thank all our patrons for supporting not just My Fair Lady, because during the period of My Fair Lady, we had 80,000 people in those 6 weeks coming to the theatre. To thank the patrons for the amazing support that they give Artscape and to the arts in general at the other theatres who also scooped awards with their productions. So this is just a huge shout out and a huge thank you for making Artscape as the theatre of choice.
Well, what can I say, Simone? Artscape is the theater of choice. It's undeniable. Just looking at the performance and the love that people have, whatever production it is, I see people there in the foyer, happy, excited, dressed up, engaging with each other. What a wonderful energy that happens there.
And then to round off with productions, I would advise those who would like to come to the Fine Music Radio's benefit gala on the 6th of April. There are 800 tickets sold so far, which means we have about 500 tickets left for them. So go and buy your tickets soon, because it is going to be an amazing production with jazz, classical music. And the producers, it's actually going to be in the format of a radio show with the presenters coming on stage presenting their segment intermittently.
Oh, that sounds so lovely, so innovative. Definitely something to look forward to, as always, at the Artscape Theatre, Simone.
Yep, so we have these amazing productions happening at Artscape within the next few weeks. And I think just to mention also those, it's basically sold out, almost sold out, the tribute that we have for David Cramer on the 12th of April. And then obviously there's more comedy coming up in Passion of the Curry. So that's going to be spicy comedy starting
Absolutely.
on the 9th of April.
Wonderful. Lots to look forward to, Simon. As always, fantastic and exciting to chat to you. Wishing you all the best for opening night tonight. And I'm sure you're going to rock that runway whilst at the same time staying warm and taking care of yourself. FYI, the anti-flu injection is out, so please rush out and get it because you're always
Absolutely.
there in the public space and need to just boost and
Absolutely.
bolster the immunity.
You travel well, Janet.
Thank you, Simone. Chat again. Take care.
You're
Bye-bye.
welcome.